Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hey there, North Texas. I'm Kristen Diaz with your All Local on this Friday, October 15th. Poll watchers who don't like all the local rules during elections are just going to have to suck it up. KRLD's LP Phillips reports the Texas Supreme Court is declining to step into a Dallas County fight.
Without comment, the court declined to hear an appeal by poll watchers who say they were not treated fairly during the vote count in the last general election. It means the current laws will stand. While the lawsuit was initially filed for last year's polling, Anna Eby, an attorney for the poll watchers, told an appellate panel last year any ruling will apply to elections going forward.
These issues still need to be resolved so that they can be addressed prospectively.
Dallas County Assistant District Attorney Ben Stuhl argued there is no law giving poll watchers standing in the courts because they would object to everything.
They'll be able to stop Central Count in its tracks repeatedly. You'll just never get there.
There were slight changes to the status of poll watchers in SB1 that was just enacted into law, but nothing that would affect complaints raised last year. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Justice Department will take its fight against the Texas abortion law to the U.S. Supreme Court.
A panel of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans has allowed Senate Bill 8 to remain in effect after the U.S. Department of Justice sued to overturn it, claiming the law was unconstitutional. The law prohibits abortions after a fetal heartbeat can be detected. The Biden administration announced today that it will take its case to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is already planning to hear a challenge to Mississippi's abortion ban in December, but has the option to take up the Texas case first. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A former resident in McKinney is accused of trying to scam the government out of millions of dollars in COVID-19 relief funds. Federal prosecutors say Sinaj K. Joseph made up payroll records for several companies to get money from the CARES Act. He's accused of wire fraud and making false statements to a bank. He could also face up to 30 years in federal prison if he's convicted. Police called him a one-man crime spree, but now 20-year-old Frank Cortez of Dallas has pleaded guilty to an hour-long rampage in Pleasant Grove from last year. Cortez killed one person and injured three others, and he's carried out five other offenses at a gas station on Lake June Road. He killed a man who was trying to break up a fight between two women and then pistol whipped one of the women who had been fighting. Cortez pleaded guilty to a reduced charge of felony murder in exchange for a 45-year prison term. Students at one North Texas high school speak out in full force against an alleged on-campus rape. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein reports.
At around 10 this morning, hundreds of students at Denton Geyer High School walked out of class and staged a protest at the campus's main entrance off of Teasley Boulevard. They were protesting an incident on campus last week in which one student is accused of assaulting another student. Denton police say they are continuing to investigate, and so far no arrests have been made. Now, police were on hand this morning to provide safety for the students during the demonstration, which lasted about an hour. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Today is the 25th anniversary of the day family members reported the disappearance of a Haltom City mother. Police say Tracy Lynn Kelly was reported missing October 15, 1996 by her family after they were unable to make contact with her for weeks. Investigators believe she actually vanished in July of that year. Police say Kelly had been a victim of domestic violence and they suspected her disappearance was the result of criminal activity. Her purse and ID were still at her home. Kelly was 30 when she went missing and was 5'5", 120 pounds with blue eyes and brown hair. At the time, she wore large prescription glasses. Police are asking anyone with information to please reach out. We have her picture on our website, KAROLD.com. Senator John Cornyn says the U.S. needs to do everything it can to help special immigrant visa holders who evacuated from Afghanistan settle into a new life in the United States. He met with visa holders who've settled in Dallas today.
Cornyn says special immigrant visa holders worked directly with the military to help the U.S. mission.
The big heart, open arms that you see here today represents some of the best of who we are in Texas and as Americans.
But he says some visa holders are worried others who were evacuated were not properly vetted. Mohammed Fahim has been living in Texas, but he says other special immigrant visa holders arriving now will need help finding a job, a place to live, and English classes.
It's tough, to be honest, but you get used to being that tough. But the concern that I have right now is they are not safe.
He says many still have family in Afghanistan and could become targets of the Taliban. Cornyn says he wants an accurate count of how many visa holders and families are still in Afghanistan. In Dallas, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KULD.
Nearly 30 pieces of evidence from the capital murder trial of Darlie Routier of Rowlett are headed to a lab in California for DNA testing. Routier is on death row for the 1996 stabbing death of one of her two sons. A second son was also killed, but that case is technically still pending. Routier claims a stranger broke into her home, attacked the boys, then stabbed her. Prosecutors say her story is a fabrication.
Thanks for listening to the All Local, updated several times a day. Download the All Local on the Odyssey app and listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD anytime, anywhere.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.